Gun violence affected my life on August 5th, 2012, when a white supremacist gunman walked into the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin in Oak Creek and murdered six people. One of those people was my father and temple president, Sathwant Singh Kalika. My mom survived. She was inside the temple at the time. My children survived, and I survived. What happened that day was, you know, the shooter arrived around 10 a.m. Thankfully, we don't have a lot of congregation that arrived that early. Most of the people that get there that early are really the most devout, honestly. So my mom and dad were already there. They will be the first ones there and typically the last ones to leave. Once the shooter got there, there was two kids who were outside, and the shooter approached two brothers, shot both of them at point-blank range. The two young children saw this happening with their own eyes, and they ran inside the temple. And they started warning people, you know, a white man is shooting outside. You could kind of hear the echo of gunshots inside, but you didn't really know what it was. That's what I've been told by the people that were inside the kitchen area at the time. Everybody started to find places to be able to hide. There was approximately 50 people inside at the time. But luckily, those children warned everybody. One lady who was coming out of the prayer hall was the next victim when he walked inside. And he went and chased her and shot her. And then he came outside of the main prayer hall, went to the kitchen area, went after the women. The women were able to hide in the closet at the time. And I saw 15 women hiding in one closet. I mean, they were really sitting ducks, but he didn't know that there was a closet. He figured that it was an exit. So luckily, you know, his mindset was really on trying to get as many people as fast as he could. And he moved on from there. And he just sort of methodically went through the place looking for people. So then the last person that he found was my father. And my father was trying to, at the time, notify the police, call dispatch, and let them know what was going on inside the temple at the time. He was one of the best English-speaking people. He would be the next victim, and he would be the last actual victim before the shooter left. He had a small little butter knife by him, so he tried to stab the shooter with the butter knife, but you know, a butter knife is not going to do too much against a gun. And the gunman went outside and tried to get back into his pickup truck and drive off from the temple, but then a policeman approached him and they both got into a firefight against one another. The policeman would lose the firefight and be shot 15 times from close range. And at one point, the shooter was just plugging him from close range. But thankfully, he ended up surviving. Most of the shots that he suffered were into his bulletproof jacket. That bought enough time for the next police officer to arrive on the scene. And then the shooter and that police officer engaged in the firefight. That police officer actually ended up hitting the shooter. As the shooter was hit, he decided that he was not going to be taken alive, so he took his own life. The entire incident actually probably lasted about 6 minutes. And so that's the saddest part, is that these things that are so quick, the ramifications last forever. But the loss of my father and those five other people really inspired our community to be more engaged and involved into the broader community. From that time on, I've been working to let the broader community let know who the other is. And the other can be Punjabi, Sikhs, the lesbian, the gay, the transgender, the ethnicity that is little known. The other can be any one of us. And really just giving voice to maybe those that might not have or feel like they have as much a voice within our society. That mission and purpose has really taken me on a national journey of addressing gun violence, not just in the state of Wisconsin, but how do we address it within our nation? And how do we create reasonable gun legislation that everybody can agree upon? Targeted places of violence or targeted people of violence, you know, have been suffering the ramifications of lax gun laws for a very long time. And I think it's seeping into the American psyche, and I know it is with myself, the frustration of not being able to do enough with the gifts and the privilege that this country has.